you. In the interest of time, I will say that the subject we are considering, Senate Bill 409, was introduced by Governor Sheffield at his request with an indication that the supplemental fund is of an urgent nature. We have in the files backup material from the Department of Corrections, actually a memorandum, an intra Office of Management and Budget memorandum on that request of $2,147,600 with attachments. We also have a memorandum from OMB on the Fish and Game supplemental and the Natural Resources Department supplemental request. We have in Anchorage one person desiring to be heard, but I believe we have one person in June.
Has anyone else arrived?
Senator Morstead, if it's agreeable with you, I would ask that Ian Rappaport of Anchorage to come forward and give testimony.
That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it?
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone besides Mr. Lappaport who would like to speak?
I might point out that Senator Halford is in too, or he was a moment ago. He'll be back.
Very good. A quorum has been established. Ms. Rappaport, please proceed. Identify yourself, and if you are speaking for a group, let us know that.
My name is Anne Rappaport, and I'm just speaking as an individual. I wanted to urge the committee prompt attention to this bill, and particularly Section 14, which will fund the Alaska Power Authority for continued fishery studies on the New Halen River. I'm concerned that if there's delays, they will not get the funding in time to go out and initiate studies at the top proper biological time of the fish life history. This is the third year of a four-year program, and if there's an interruption, it's going to lessen the importance and the information that's been gathered so far. I think the legislature is probably seeing from past experience with the Sioux Hydro Project that if you delay some of these biological studies, you end up losing information, essentially wasting money that's already been spent, and we just can't afford to have that. There have been a number of public hearings on this particular hydropower proposal and also on the entire Bristol Bay study, cooperative study that's been going on. And the residents have repeatedly stated that they like cheaper power, but at the same time, they don't want it if it means that there's going to be any loss in their ability to fish, both for the economic substance it provides them and with the food resources it provides them. And I think that this project has the potential to impact a very significant part of the fishery out there, which is, the mainstay of Bristol Bay economic existence. And we really need to find out firsthand if the fish are going to be okay or what's going to be to possibly happen. And that's why I'd really like to urge that the committee promptly pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you professionally involved in this work?
I am a biologist by training, but I'm speaking just for myself.
Senator, we'll proceed now with the witness in Juneau, if that witness will come forward. Bill Ladbrook there?
Yes, he's coming.
He's coming in right now.
Yes, for the record, I'd like to identify myself. My name is Bill Ladley, Assistant Commissioner for Administration with Adult Corrections Agency. I thought this was the switch. I'd like to start off, if I may, by first of all expressing apologies to the committee for Deputy Commissioner Indell. He's not able to be here. I'll give a brief overview of the supplemental request. $356,000 of it is to cover shortfalls from record operations. $1.7 million is for programmatic and urban hires. As Deputy Commissioner Dell has indicated before, almost every committee has testified in front of. We have 300 more people today than we had 1 year ago. It takes resources to house, clothe, and feed those people. prime concern to the Adult Corrections Agency and the programmatic early hires is the request for Cook Inlet on March 14th. We have 14 non-permanent positions that must be eliminated. Those individuals happen to be replaced with security staff. A portion of the 27 positions for Cook Inlet will replace the non-permanent positions.
May I ask, why are you replacing, why are you dropping
14?
Did you say you were dropping
14
positions?
They're non-permanent, Senator. They automatically expire at the 14th of March and good for 120 calendar days.
Well, how did you get those slots in the first place?
Borrowing from other positions, other institutions, and leaving vacant positions in the program areas, and leaving positions in program areas vacant.
I guess what I'm asking is, how did you acquire those extra temporary slots? Was that done through statute? Was it done through code? Or what?
Yes, we did.
In other words, you just added that as a operating deal, so that now we've got to make a permanent.
We went to the Department of Administration and demonstrated to their satisfaction the need for the extra security staff at Cook Inlet, and they gave us permission to hire for 120 calendar days. Part of the rationale presented to the Department of Administration was the fact that Cook Inlet was designed for 180 persons. And as of midnight the 16th, our count was 301.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to continue on this line down here. It's all right with you up there. And, what I want to know, you're asking for 27 permanent positions at this time with this $2,147,600. You're asking for 27 permanent positions in the Cook Inlet pretrial section. 14 of those have been temporary up till March the 14th or whatever date that is. The other 13 you're asking for, are they going to be temporary also, or are they going to be permanent? Are we making these new positions? Will they become permanent positions?
These positions are requested and approved by the governor in our 85 budget request. We are asking to permission and funding to bring them on in the current fiscal year rather than on July 1st. Part of the reason is to replace the 14 non-permanent positions, as well as cover the expanded population of Cook Inlet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Bill, are these dollars based on the assumption that if people are already recruited and able to go to work, or would there be a vacancy factor for recruitment persons?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, at the time we prepared the supplemental, we had to make some assumptions. And the assumption in the case of Cook Inlet was that the staff would be hired on the 1st of February. Obviously, that's now passed. The most realistic date that we could probably have the people on board would be March 1st. So the request of $797,000 for the Cook Inlet early hires could be reduced approximately 10,000 dollars to offset the 1 month salary savings by putting the people on board on March 1st rather than the 15th of March, or I'm sorry, the 1st of February, as anticipated at the time we prepared the supplemental. And the same rationale holds true, Mr. Chairman, for the other areas in our request that were also identified as a February 1st hire date. Institutions where we've asked for early hires with a February 1st start date, yes, they could be reduced by 1 month of funding. Highland Mountain is one of them. Bethel Correctional Center and the South Central Regional Director's Office, they could be reduced to March 1st. Funding commencing on March 1st for the salary Also, since this has been prepared, we've gotten an update from our construction people and the Goose Bay Correctional Center, which we had anticipated being able to occupy on April 1st. The best estimate now that we can get from the construction people is May 1st. So we can take another month of funding from that. And the Wildwood, the request for the Wildwood Correctional Center in the pretrial, that's not going to make it online at all in the remainder of FY84. So that total amount for Wildwood, about $150,000, can be stricken.
Do you have any other questions, Senator Love?
Yeah, I've got one more. In other words, Bill, what we're saying, we were asking originally, or you were asking originally, for 83 new positions, full-time permanent positions. Is that correct?
That's correct, Senator.
Now, what number are we looking for? We're looking at a total of 17 that will not be requested in Wildwood for FY84 supplement.
Right, that brings us down to 66 early hire positions.
So what we're looking at now is the setting up of 66 permanent full-time positions. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Victor Fisher is here also. Is there any other testimony to be offered from the judge?
This is the moderator, Senator Josephson, for information. Mary Halloran of the Department of Natural Resources is here to answer questions if you have specific questions for her.
Yes,
we
stand by while we consider that just for a moment. And I'll recognize Patty Johnson, Electric Power Authority, is here.
Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, Rick Halford, I've got another question or two I'd like to ask on corrections.
Right. It is.
Yeah, it looks looks like supplies, one of the things that was brought to my attention this summer was a list of the foods that corrections can order, and also an order that took place this summer for, I think, initially 300 pounds of king crab at $16 or $18 a pound, and was later reduced to 100 pounds of king crab. I believe that was for one of the Eagle River institutions. I wonder if you know anything about that, or whether that's being done.
I had heard about that incident, and the supply line does include food and clothing and other consumables for the institutional operations. In connection with your concern of the menu, Deputy Commissioner Adell has tasked me with developing the 6-week revolving menu, which will be implemented statewide. I'm working on that now, and we'll have it reviewed and approved by a dietitian, and it will not include king crab.
I'd like to know whether it really, I heard that, and I think the sources are probably fairly accurate, but I'd like to know what exactly happened when we go out and spend $16 or $18 a pound for something that now the rest of us can afford to eat.
I can't answer that. I'll be glad to research and respond to you in writing on that.
Thank you.
Population in that area, not necessarily just directly by
concerned with this section of the appropriation. We've spent $2 million to study a hydro project that's a $200 million project for 16 megawatts. And although I would fully support the continued studies, I think if we're going to tie that study to the probable construction of that power project, we're very naive and we're just going to be spending more money for nothing.
If I might comment, we will be looking every step of the way. When we get these spring fisheries studies in, we'll take another look at the likelihood of the project being able to proceed without damage to the fisheries. We will also do financial analyses along the way to determine what state equity might be expected to be required for the project.
I think we're all concerned with the damage to the fisheries, certainly, and we're also concerned with the damage to the Treasury.
Mr. Chairman?
There it was.
One concern I've got is I'm concerned about the fish, too, but I've got to go along with Senator Halford here. That's a lot of money. That $200 million, I don't know where that's going to come from in the first place. But my question actually would be, what happened if we didn't have this $415,000 this year? And there was a break in the study on it. What's that going to do to the overall time schedule and time frame that's added on there? We're looking here at a special appropriation that we're trying to push through in a hurry. And every time I see one of them things, I got a school down there that I need to get fixed too. They're not going to have any school children to be able to put them in school this next year unless I get timber and stuff into Tetlin, for example, before the roads bust up. I got to haul it in by rowboat to do it. So I'm just wondering how important, really, is a continuation at this time of the $415,000 on this particular item here, and what would happen if you were held up for another year?
Well, as I understand it, everything done in the study up to now would be useless. We would go back to starting the point all over again, another four-year cycle. How much money has been spent so far? 2 years of the project.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Hoffman.
Yeah, just as a question on this, I would rather see us not lose the database that we have, but add that database to our general fish and game management database and utilize what we've done. And if we have to fund the